Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Digging into, why'd they say that? Why did somebody look this way? It's going to be maybe those conversations that become a little bit aggravating, but at the end of the day, Josh Allen's going to throw the ball like he normally does, and Deion Dawkins is going to block like he normally does, and the Bills, their fate will be unaffected by the presence of Hard Knocks, but we will get a lot of cool behind-the-scenes stuff.
Joe Marino talking with Jeremy White on the morning show. I very much agree with that. The Hard Knocks thing is going to be very interesting. I think it's going to be fun.
It'll be fun to get the inside look. It's something, as a Bills fan, and I know other Bills fans, after seeing like the series on Netflix, the quarterback, the other teams who have been on Hard Knocks, to get that behind-the-scenes look is interesting. In the team meeting room, see how McDermott addresses the team. Like, there are things that are going to be very interesting to see, I think.
There are also things that we're not going to see that we would want to see.
Exactly.
So, because the team ultimately does have final say on what is going to be allowed, not allowed, anything of the sort. But I do hope that there is something compelling there. Just for the look into the team itself and the franchise itself and how it's been run. And it is more fascinating because of the fact that, like, McDermott has opened himself up a lot more over the last couple of years. And I do appreciate that. So what will we see from them in Hard Knocks is going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
It allows for my job to do the hosting of the first preseason game. That makes that job so much easier.
Yeah, because you have stuff to go off of, what you've seen in the offseason. You also have clips you can pull, everything. Yeah.
I could just talk about Hard Knocks for the first preseason game and, like, we're good. Let's coast. And just to revisit that from earlier this week, because you haven't had a chance to say anything about it. Anyone saying that it might be a distraction or they don't want it because it's a distraction, if this wasn't this variation of the Bills, I would believe you. And I said to Zach Jones earlier this week, if it was the Rex Ryan Bills, I'd be fearing for my life.
Yeah, exactly. I would 100% agree with you.
I would hate every minute of that.
This team's very disciplined in a way of,
they're disciplined.
I don't think it's going to be, they're not going to get sidetracked by this. I think it's just going to be business as usual. A couple more cameras on you.
Also, this isn't last year's schedule.
No.
This isn't last year's offseason conversation points. This is, the Bills are winning the division again unless something terrible happens.
The Bills are favored in every regular season matchup this season.
Yeah.
This is totally different from how it was last year. The over-under win total for them was 10 last year. Right now, they're projected to win every game. Like, what?
It's egregious, but
like, I don't get that. I don't get that.
And also, that means, hey, guess what? If they lose week one, it's not because of Hard Knocks.
And I think that's going to happen either way. Look at the Cardinals game. Look at when they've played Pittsburgh in week one, the Jets week one.
Also, Baltimore's a good team.
Baltimore's very good, and guess what? They have a lot more to play for. Not saying the Bills don't have a lot to play for, but revenge is a dish best served cold, and that's how the Baltimore Ravens, you've already heard a couple players
talking about how they want to get back
at. They want to get revenge on Buffalo for that. Because that game was a lot closer than a lot of people like to admit. It came down to butterfingers on a two-point conversion
right. That
would have tied the game.
And the Bills would have had time.
They would have, but they had time in the Kansas City game as well.
But like, it wouldn't have felt great. How's that?
Yeah.
If they actually tied the game, I would not have liked our chance. I would not have liked our chances at sanity for the rest of the night.
No,
because
it would have been an exciting way to win, but it would have been a heartbreaking way to lose.
It would have just been so. Like just everything's tensed up.
Yeah,
and
puckered, if you will.
But I don't know how else you got to. Like, you don't have to draw the conclusion of just because Hard Knocks is here, they're going to be distracted.
I feel like I see 50-50 takes on that. From what I've seen on social media, I see a big group saying it's going to be a distraction, but I also see a big group that's excited for it. So,
but that's the thing. I'm here to dissuade those people
mm-hmm.
from thinking that it's a distraction. Like, I'm here to talk you off the ledge. It's okay. Also, because they have a schedule that is paper mache right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are some quality opponents in there. That's what you get with first place parts. But your division, you should win that going away.
Your road schedule is unfathomably easy. The Texans might be the toughest team you have to play.
It's
like that's your road schedule's cake.
It is. And I don't know necessarily if you need to really worry. Like, don't worry about it. It's okay. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Let them be the Bills. Because one of your other divisions that you're facing this year is the NFC South. If you don't take three wins at minimum out of that,
yeah, right.
You're doing it wrong.
Texans, again, the only one where you could be like, oh, not the NFC South, excuse me.
I would have a decent amount of confidence that Mitch Trubisky could beat half the NFC South.
I would too. There's not a question.
Yeah. The Saints, go start Mike White.
Saints are going to be starting Jameis Winston. That's who's going to be playing.
I did like that yesterday. we'll see what happens. But yeah, the Giants quarterback room being fascinating there, and the Saints having just like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's Spencer Haner and – or Spencer Rattler and Jake Haner. I combined the two of them.
Yes.
That's how bad they are.
Yeah, right. After losing Derek Carr, they have nothing. So yeah. I think – if you look at the free agent quarterback market and if Jameis Winston is there, Aaron Rodgers looks to be linked to Pittsburgh still.
Either that or they're going to be not saying it out loud, but definitely
tanking.
Acting out loud that they're tanking.
Mm-hmm. They're just going to get the first pick to go for a quarterback the next year.
And then watch Arch Manning say, nah, I'm good.
I wouldn't doubt that happening.
Because this will be his first season starting. You know what teams really typically like to feel uncomfortable about? Not having enough starts under your belt, especially a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. I love the one thing I want to say. I give a lot of credit.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Credit to Brian Daboll and how he handled Jackson Dart. right off the bat on the phone. And I know we have a Philadelphia fan behind the glass right now, but right on the bat behind on the phone, he was like, Russell, starting. You're going to come in. You're going to develop. Like, told him how it was, you know? And that's something I wish. I mean, they tried it with Allen, right?
It was the idea,
but it was Nate Peterman.
The execution was wrong.
That was terrible. But I think Dable has the right mindset for Dart, and I think he'll develop well in that room.
Because Russell was Dable Wilson as well. It was just Dable was on that team for that.
Yeah.
When they drafted Josh Allen,
a big reason Josh Allen is who Josh Allen is.
But that said, yeah, it was just the execution was wrong on the roster construction.
I would have much rather had AJ McCarron or you signed Tyrod Taylor one more year.
Yeah, consider ready. Jackson Dart's path to starting for the Giants is you got to get past, as of right now, Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. Josh Allen's path was
AJ McCarron and Nate Peterman.
Yeah.
The Bengal that was never a Bill, but he was for a moment.
Never forget that third preseason game.
Nope.
The wildest names come up with those things. Anyway, to get back to it with the Bills, with Hard Knocks and everything of the sort, I think this is going to be a nice, fun exercise here. And then for the Bills, you just go, hey, HBO, don't call us until you're doing our entire division.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done. you and I, we're out of here. Like, we're done. We're donezo. Because, again, I could feel it in my jaw at this point. What's a jaw? Don't worry about it. I don't know.
It's a lot of things in Philly.
It is. Can confirm there, Joe.
Yes. I've heard jaw enough that I've started using it. I like it. So so I wouldn't say get used to it, Chris, because you are used to that.
Very much so.
But like, I can feel it in any part of my body. There's no way Sean McDermott wanted this, though, right? Like, even as outwardly as he's become over the last couple of years, there's no way any head coach wants this.
No, and I think if they didn't
unless
have...
you're Rex Ryan, there's a problem.
Yes, but there's no way... I don't think they would have let it happen if there was indiscriminate access. I think being able to kind of, you know, you're the team,
you do
you're the end product, you're
yes.
controlling some things. I think that does give teams a little bit of solace in them being chosen for this, right?
I think it's also easier because there's nothing really embarrassing about the Buffalo Bills right now. That is the easiest part about all this, is there is nothing about this team that you could shove a camera in front of and go, oh, the whole world gets to see this. No, that's not the case here.
Yeah.
I don't know necessarily what else is there to worry about with the Bills.
I don't get where a lot of the concern is coming from, I guess. That's kind of where I'm at.
Ready? It's a dogmatic way of thinking. We are also in a different day and age. When Hard Knocks first came out, it was you had to highlight
the bad teams.
Quite frankly, bad teams.
That were trying to build their way back up. That's why it was called Hard Knocks.
Yes. And also, new coaches, not allowed. So a bad team trying to reshape their image was also not being brought in. So these are coaches typically that are going to end up on their last leash with an organization.
Yeah. And you're seeing how they adapt and get the organization, try to get it back on their feet.
Or there's just a bad group and it ends up. Just that's how it is. It's a bad group leading a team, and they do eventually lose their jobs for it.
It was until a few years ago they changed it around to where like playoff teams actually could be selected. So
and
we're on the newer end of that still.
And I do believe that's this year.
Yeah. But I do think, though, the Bills do have some merit in playoff teams because of the heartbreaking ways they've exited the playoffs, right? So I think seeing how they deal with that in offseason and in a preseason preparing for a season, I think that's the more interesting tagline about this. I think nationally speaking, why the Bills were chosen, how do you rebound from these heartbreaking losses in the playoffs? They're going to hammer that, I guarantee
it. And again, the Bills have one aspect of potential drama, and that's at running back with James Cook.
But he was literally at a team appearance the other day. Like the drama's really not there.
James Cook is at either voluntary OTAs or
training camp.
If he's at mandatory mini camp, which is right after that, by the way, this is a non-story.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, the contract is a story, but like...
He's going to play. He's already said he doesn't want to cause a problem. He's going to play it out.
That's a next year problem.
Yes.
That's the only light that you could shine right now that would be worrisome for a Bills fan. It's the only light you could shine.
And it's like, you know how when the eclipse comes, you like poke a hole in tinfoil and you look at it that way?
What are you talking about? Our president looked right at the sun.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I'm saying like, I think it might be if you're in the partial area where you're not going to be able to see it. Like when I was when I was younger, I remember doing that on like a cereal box, and you poke a hole in tinfoil, and you would see the shadow go and like the light go away through it.
What are you talking about? It builds character. Stare right at it. Mm-hmm. You see black dots in your vision for like 8 days.
Just built different. But
builds character.
That's really the only lens you would
and
have.
And you then have to buy glasses.
Yeah. You would only have that small lens through the tinfoil.
By the way, I'm not talking about personal experience on that one. I've just had bad vision for my whole life.
Mm. See, I have 20/20 vision.
I wish I could say that like staring at the sun caused me to be blind as a bat. No. It is glasses or contacts, and if I do not have them, I legally cannot drive.
Over under, how many minutes have you stared at the sun in your life?
I
got to do some math there.
Enough to have a good over-under conversation, I'll tell you that.
I thought you were going to go too many minutes.
No, that was a bit.
Mm.
I was making fun of a certain leader. Anyway, we'll take a time out. And guess what, though? It's our favorite time of the week.
Oh, yes. And I've got a doozy this week.
We'll get to the booty cheek of the week coming up next here. Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, here with you on a Memorial Day weekend.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.